My name is Mike Thornton.
And on the line, joining us from Chicago, Illinois today, is Luis Rodriguez, author of Always Running Gang Days in L.A. and a number of other books as well. Luis Rodriguez, thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Certainly, as many people in California know, in particular in the Bay Area, is there is a controversy that continues to go on regarding your book, Always Running Gang Days in L.A., being on the supplemental reading list in a number of schools. In particular, there is a controversy brewing in San Jose. Luis, can you talk about Always Running and how you came to write that book and what that book is about? Because it's being represented in some areas of California, I think, my personal opinion, very, very unfairly. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about Always Running and how you came to write that book?
Well, it is definitely a graphic account of growing up as a gang member in L.A. when I was younger. It is meant, though, however, not to glorify or demonize the gang experience. It's meant to just be as real and as open, as honest about it. There's a lot of young people, as we know, who are involved with gangs or know about gangs. So there's not anything that I'm revealing or telling kids that they don't already know. There's a lot of violence in the streets. There's a lot of sex going on. We're without much knowledge about all that. And so the book does get into all that. But as you know, reading the book isn't really about the violence or the sex. It is about transformation. It is about young people thinking and knowing the power they have within them for change. It's about transcendence. You know what I mean? That really, there's a story there that goes beyond just the violent acts or the minimal sexual acts that might be depicted in the book.
For those people who haven't read the book and may not read it, talk about what you're really trying to get across in there. And then also, I mean, we're talking about your life here. This is the life of a real human being who lived this life.
Well, I think, you know, you really can't get anywhere in this world, especially if you're a young person, unless you feel that you have an innate value in the community, that you also have a purpose in this world, that's a purpose of great contribution, that you are able to be valued by your community, that you know that you're important and that what you do matters. And unfortunately, that's not what too many of these young people are facing. Most of them are kind of like products of an economic displacement. The jobs don't exist for them. Social compact that may or may not have existed before is completely gone. There doesn't seem to be a sense of a vision for these young people. So most of them end up turning towards themselves to try to find a way where they can belong, where they can feel embraced, where they can feel respected. And the gang is one of those places that serves to do that. So I wanted people to understand this because I see too many people just panicking around gang youth, trying to build more prisons, trying to put them away, trying to say, look, these are the worst people in the world, and they're not. They're sometimes very intelligent, creative young people who are just trying to find their way in a world that doesn't seem to have a sense of a future or purpose for them.
Luis, let me ask you, because you talked about economic displacement, and one of the things that is happening out here in California, of course, is the people who want to criticize your work, Always Running Gang Days in L.A., they're really focusing on the sex part of it. But I think, very frankly, that there's really a lot more problem with certain segments of the political community out here in California who really object to what they see as the politics of your book. They don't want to address that head on, so they're trying to attack it through the sex. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. In fact, the other big place where my book was banned was in Rockford, Illinois. It was a big battle. And eventually, the people who wanted to ban it for the sex scenes came out and said it was for the politics. Eventually, that's what they said. It turned out that after my book got banned there, 17 other books were banned. So you can see there's, I think, an insidious purpose here. It's not about keeping the minds of young people clean, which is totally a ridiculous thing to even think about contemplating, but let's just say that was their aim. It really is something else. They don't want new ideas. They don't want certain ideas. They don't want young people to think about other ways of looking at the world. They want them to think that there's only one way of dealing with the world, their way, or not at all. And of course, it doesn't fit because young people have their own intelligence, their own mind, and they're prepared to think about new viable ways of doing things in this community.
To what degree are you familiar with the details of the San Jose case out here?
Well, I actually heard it from a teacher who I've been in correspondence with. She heard me speak about a year ago in the Bay Area to a number of teachers, and then she got wind of the fact that some, I guess a small group of people, some parents were upset that the book was being used. It's being used on a supplementary list, which means it's not required reading, which means that the teacher will work with the student and preference with the parent. And apparently this parent was not dealt with rightly, that she was given, her daughter was given the book and the parent wasn't notified, and that's supposed to be done. So it really isn't a forced, required thing. It doesn't matter to these people because now they decided they want to get rid of the book regardless. They don't really care. Most of the people that I know are against the book, have not even read it. You know what I mean? And this teacher in particular has taken up the battle. She has brought youth and other teachers and some parents in support of the book to the public meetings. So there is, in my opinion, enough people out there who say the book should be on the supplementary list. They're not saying it should be required reading, which is something that I wouldn't even say, you know. But I do think if people have that choice and the book is accessible, this seems to be the right thing to do.
One of the organizations that I believe is involved in attempting to have your book banned out of the school district in San Jose, California, is an organization called the Pacific Justice Foundation. Are you familiar with them at all?
No, I just heard about them through this particular battle. I never heard of them before.
One of the things that is quite interesting is that the Pacific Justice Foundation, to the best of my knowledge, is attempting to have a school shut down in our area, claiming that the school has a religious basis to it because it is a former Waldorf school that is based on some of the work of Steiner. My understanding is that the Pacific Justice Foundation, I believe, is one of these right-wing Christian organizations that it appears has as much trouble with a school in the Sierra foothills as they do with your book in San Jose, California.
Yeah, that's why I think it's like you're saying, there's a bigger plan for them. That's not really about a few minor sex scenes in a book. It's about bringing their only one way of doing things. It's not so much that I'm against them having their own kids do what they want them to do. That's fine. They want them to send them to their schools, teach them the way they want to see them. That's up to them. But what they want to do is impose this on everybody else. They don't really believe or care for the diversity of the community. They think that everybody has to be one monolithic type of thinking, and that to me is the danger. We are a diverse community. We have to have the freedom to express it. We have to have the freedom to value people's various backgrounds and where they come from and not have this thing where only there's only one way to do anything, and that seems to be what they're really about.
In addition to always running Gang Days in L.A., you've also written several other books, including at least one book of poetry, haven't you?
Yeah, I actually have two books of poetry published. I have another one coming out. I have a children's book. I won awards for literary, you know, expression. I'm not just a fly-by-night, you know, somebody that just wrote a gang book out of nothing. I've tried to develop myself as a writer, and the book, if people could read it, they would see has a lot of literary merit. It's not anything that they could throw at me and say I'm just a frivolous guy wrote a book and just trying to exploit the issue. I'm serious about writing. I'm serious about these ideas. So I've been awarded, and critics have, you know, given me, you know, good words on what I'm doing. So this is something that I take seriously.
To what degree will you be active in attempting to combat this attempt to ban your book in San Jose, California?
Well, we've contacted a number of organizations already, the PIN organizations, the Coalition for Free Expression, the National Writers Union, a lot of organizations to be behind or struggling with these teachers, youth, and parents who are in support of the book. I think wherever these organizations pop up who will try to ban the books, we need to bring in a whole array of organizations trying to stop these bannings. You know what I mean? People say, well, why do you even take them seriously? I take them seriously because, like I said, in Rockford, they ended up banning 17 books. So they're not just about my particular book. So I think we have to take them on head on whenever we can. And they need to, young people have a lot of smarts. They know what's going on. They've been in the streets. They don't even bother to find out what it is that young people are talking and what it is that they're interested in. One thing is I've gotten like 300 letters a year from young people who have read my book. Not one letter has ever mentioned the sex or violence scenes in the book, not one. They all seem to get the message. They all seem to get what I'm trying to say. I've had kids tell me that they changed their whole life based on reading my book, which I find unusual. I'm sure it's other things, but I'm glad to hear that they can see that a book can do this. And I've actually had people tell me, you know, that they were on drugs, they were in the streets, they were on violence, and they decided to do something decent and worthwhile and valuable in their community by organizing themselves and organizing others. So this, to me, is really what it's about. It's not about what these people say it is, because I don't think anybody I know is learning sex from reading my book, to be honest with you.
Well, and the issue is, of course, on the one hand, we have many people who are decrying the lack of literacy in youth, and here is a book that can really resonate with a certain group of people that in many cases these same people would say, well, we want them reading and we want them expanding their lives, and on some level, when there's an opportunity, a gateway to help facilitate that, then that gateway must be shut. It seems to be very, very counterproductive on some level.
Well, yeah, because a lot of these letters are people telling me this is the first book they've ever read and that they plan to read more books. This has opened up a whole world of literature to them. They just never thought that a book could be relevant to their lives, and that says more about the kind of books that are really out there that don't really relate to them anymore. We need to have more books that do. I think they should be well-written and they should have clear ideas, but they need to be resonating in their lives. You know, you can't deny that. You can't, how do you say, whitewash what the reality is. I mean, even Shakespeare didn't do that. And, of course, even a book like the Bible has got a number of very graphic, you know, scenes just to convey what the Bible wants to convey. So what I've done is legitimate as far as what anybody writing a book would do, bringing in the graphicness, but always tempered by what my message and what I'm trying to say in the book.
We've been talking with Luis Rodriguez, author of Always Running, Gang Days in L.A., about the book and about the controversy that is happening out here in Northern California. Luis, we just have a couple of minutes left, and I guess what I would ask you is that what would be the most important thing that you would want people to hear? I mean, out here, of course, we have some pretty big radio stations in San Francisco that have decided to take it upon themselves to try and paint you in as negative a light as possible, and to try and paint the book Always Running, Gang Days in L.A. in as negative light as they can. What would you take this opportunity to say to people who might be hearing that about what you're really trying to accomplish with all of this?
Yeah, my main interest is, of course, not them, because I don't think they're going to change their mind no matter what you tell them, but more of the rest of the community. Their kids are dying, you know what I'm saying? Their kids are suffering. Their kids are being abandoned. Many of them are ended up in the drugs. They ended up in the violence. They ended up in the streets or the prisons, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of homelessness among our youth. We have to me, the issue isn't about a few sex scenes or any of that stuff. It's about what are we going to do to meet the promise that this country can meet. It has the technology. It has the abundance. How can we turn that towards these young people so that they actually have a full and complete life? That, to me, is more important than anything that people might want to put on this book. And nobody has asked me or even really addressed what I'm about. They're just trying to attack an ideal. They've made me this demon. But that has nothing to do with the reality. We're about trying to save young people's lives and giving them the tools so they can save their own lives.
Luis Rodriguez, thank you for joining us on the program today.
It was great. Thanks.
For KVMR FM and the Grassroots News Network, my name is Mike Thornton.